So no problem. No. So Bav Metzia Per Gimel Mishnah Base. This is a weird case where I'm gonna rent your object. So I'm gonna rent your car for the weekend, and I have a friend who also wants to use a car, and I ask you for permission. Can I let my buddy also use your car on Sunday? And you agree. Okay. So I am a renter, a socher, which means that I'm exempt from circumstances beyond my control. If there's an onus that happens, if a tsunami comes and washes away your car, I'm off the hook. I'm sorry that happened. However, the guy who I lend the car to for free, he's just a shoal, he's a borrower, he's on the hook for onsen. So if a tsunami comes, he has to still return the value of the car. So the funny thing is, if I rent it from you and lend it to my buddy, and then the tsunami comes and washes it away, my buddy has to pay $10,000 for the new car. Who does he give it to? To me, because he borrowed it from me and now he's got to pay me the money for not returning it? Or does he have to pay it to you because originally it's your car? Obviously, since I'm not going to pay you, I'm the renter, I'm not going to pay you, if my buddy's going to pay me, meanwhile I made $10,000 off the deal of your car. So the issue is going to be, when a person rents, the issue is contingent at this point. When a person rents an object, does it become his object for that weekend? Or is the car always yours? I'm just renting your car. The difference is, of course, if it's always your car, then the payment would have to come from the borrower to you. If it's my car for the weekend and he lost it because of the tsunami, the payment should come to me because it's my car for the weekend. So that's machlokas. The mission says inside, Hasocher para machavero. A guy rents a cow from his friend. Vishila la'acher. And then the renter lends it free of charge to his buddy, la'acher. Omesa gadarka, and then the thing dies. Just dies in a normal, natural way, you know? Animals die. Onus. So then, Yishava hasocher, the renter will swear to the original owner, Shemesa gadarka, that onus happened, which makes the renter putter. Vashoel, the borrower, who is always chayev, Yisham the socher. He'll give the money to the socher, and the socher, the renter, gets the dough. Makes a profit. I should speak out here. So that's the Tanakama. Not the halacha. I have to speak out here for a second. This is assuming, by the way, that the renter had permission from the owner to lend out the cow. Otherwise, we would say, listen, you have no right to lend it out in the first place, and you're chayev. So a shomer, shemashalas shomer, if one guardian hands another guardian, he takes full responsibility. But if he got permission, he got permission. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, wait a second. Rabbi Yossi says, that cow always belonged to the original owner. It was rented out for the weekend to the renter, but it always remained the original owner's cow. It wasn't the renter's the weekend. Tanakam holds, when the renter rents it, it's his cow for the weekend. He owns the cow. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the cow is owned by its original owner, it just he's giving you rights to use it for the weekend. And therefore, Ketad Hala, how could this guy possibly osa schara b'parasa shel chavero? How can the renter make money off of someone else's cow? That's crazy. Ela tachzor par labalim. The original payment for the cow that comes from the lender, the third guy, has to go to the first guy, the original owner. He has to be compensated in full because it's his cow and always was. And that is the din. That's the halacha.
Has an option.
Right to use it.
He's not buying.
He doesn't have it. Right. So that's the Rabbi Yossi says. Yeah. That's the din. I should speak out in the previous case. The first part when it says that the sofer has to swear, the renter has to swear to the owner. Oh, it died of natural causes. Of course, he can only swear if he knows firsthand that it happened. Otherwise, you could think that to swear that you need to either know it personally that it died, or something onus happened, or have witnesses or something. You can't just take the guy's word for it. You know. Okay. Fine. And the halach is like Rabbi Yossi, that the owner is always the owner, and therefore any payments from the borrower, we have to go back to the original owner and skip over not going to the renter.
You're renting a house from someone,